This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمداً عبد الله ورسوله. We continue, inshallah, with the fourth lecture of Fiqh al-Sawm, the rulings once it comes to fasting Ramadan. And the last lecture, we mentioned that the people, once they come in relation to Ramadan, they are into three main categories. Category number one, people who have to fast, they have no choice, and those are the Muslims who reach the age of puberty. They are sane, they are residents, they are sound. And one extra condition for our sisters, mothers, daughters, wives, that they must be clear from the monthly cycle and the post delivery. The post-delivery bleeding. I think this may be the phone or something. The people who have, those are the people who have to fast. The people who cannot fast, it is not permissible for them to fast. Actually, it is haram for them to fast. The women who have their cycle period, and the women who still having the bleeding after delivery, and people whose health is exposed to danger because of fasting. Fasting would endanger their lives. If they are sick, their sickness would deteriorate because of fasting. Those people have to break fast. Now, the third type of people, and that third type is a little bit expansive or wealthy. The people who have a license to break fast, and they could fast. It is permissible for them to break fast, and it is permissible for them to fast. That would include the travelers, the sick, the nursing women, the pregnant women, and the elderly people who cannot afford fasting. And last lecture, we talked about the first two. We talked about in details the traveler and should he fast or not. Go back to the lecture, it's online if you want to listen to it. And we talked about the sick people. Today, inshallah, we're going to talk about the sick. We talked about the sick, we said. We want to talk about the elderly men and women. And we also want to talk about a very controversial, rather confusing to a lot of Muslims, the nursing women and the breastfeeding women. It's very confusing to a lot of Muslims because of the views of the scholars and the imams regarding this issue. A lot of views. I challenge you that if you call 5 imams to ask a fatwa regarding your wife who's, for example, breastfeeding and she could not fast, what should she do? I assure you, you will get at least 5 answers, different to one another. Not because we want to do that. It's because in the books, you really sorting this out is very difficult. And I hope, inshallah, I will be able to do this today for you. Inshallah, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's first talk about the easy one, which is the elderly people. اللي هو الشيخ الكبير والمرأة العجوز. An elderly man, an elderly woman. ويدخل معهم. And also the sick, المريض الذي لا يرجى برؤه. The sick person whose illness is permanent. The doctor told him, listen, you know, you're going to be sick with this for a permanent duration of time. أجمع العلماء. There is a consensus amongst the scholars of this ummah that the elderly people, with restriction here, who are unable to fast, very important, not just any elderly people. There are old people whose health is, mashallah, they could fast. They have to fast. So the restriction here is what? Unable to. Or fasting would cause their health to be damaged or to be harmed. Now, how do they know this? They need to seek a doctor to give them a doctor nasiha. But again, provided that this doctor understands what fasting is all about, and understands that fasting is a pillar in Islam that a Muslim must fulfill. Because a lot of these doctors these days, they do it out of favoritism, like making you a favor. Oh, you want a doctor note? It's like you want to run from work or you want to flee from an exam. Then you just go and get a doctor note. So that's how they look at it. That is why it is highly recommended that you consult a Muslim doctor. Not just a Muslim doctor, rather a practicing Muslim doctor. A practicing Islam, not practicing medicine. Practicing Islam, doctor medicine. So this way, he would know what fasting is all about. I have experienced this myself, where a relative of mine went to the doctor, who's non-Muslim, and a non-Muslim doctor. And said to him, listen, can you give me a doctor note or notice, or you call it what, a doctor what? Excuse. He wrote it right away. Here it is. He didn't ask what fasting is all about, what do you have to do, just. This is how they should go about it, the old people. Now, the scholars have differed regarding what should they do. But I would see it unjustified differing, or because it's clear, what should they do? Al-Jumhur, the majority of the jurists, they said they have to feed for each day a miskin. So an elderly people, an elderly person, male or female, man or woman, they break their fasting in Ramadan, and then they have to feed for each day one miskin. And inshallah, at the end, we're going to talk about feeding. The only one who actually went away from the consensus is Imam Malik, rahimahullah. He said it is recommended for him to feed. He does not have to. It is recommended for him to feed. But like we said, قَوْلُ الْجُمْهُورِ مُعْتَبَرُ. The view of the majority of the jurists is more authentic. Why? Pay attention to me here, because I'm going to you really need to understand this. Look at the verses of fasting. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. O ye who believe, fasting was prescribed upon you as it was prescribed upon the people before you so that you may attain taqwa. Leave this alone. This one has nothing to do with the rulings. أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتِ فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ. Here is the one that I'm looking for. وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ يُطِيقُونَهُ فِدْيَةٌ طَعَامُ مِسْكِينٍ. Look at this. And those who are able to fast, but they don't feel like fasting, they could feed for each day one miskin. That would include also those who are not able to. Obviously, if we're talking about those who are able to fast, they could break fast. I know some of you are looking, what are you talking about here? Just hang in there. Just keep up with me here. Obviously, if we're talking about those who are able to fast, they have the choice, the option to fast or not to fast. And in lieu of this, they could do what? Feed one miskin. طيب. What did Ibn Abbas said about this verse? وهذا في البخاري. في صحيح البخاري. عن عطاء. عطاء بن رباح. The student of Abdullah ibn Abbas. He said, this verse was abrogated. نسخت. And the next verse after it abrogated it. Let's go back to the verses. أياما معدودة, number date, numbered days. فمن كان منكم مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر. وعلى الذين يطيقونه فدية طعام مسكين. وَمَنْ تَطَوَّعَ خَيْرًا فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَهُ وَأَنْ تَصُومُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Here is the next verse. شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنْزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْ. But this statement, Allah talked about the month of Ramadan in which the Quran was revealed. Any of you who lives the month, he has to fast now. So al-hukm, at the very beginning, they had the option. And then this was abrogated with the next verse, that you have to fast. Ibn Abbas said that this applies only to those who are able to fast. But what about those who are unable to fast? They still feed. فهمتم يا إخوة? Did you understand what I just said? Okay. النسخ, the abrogation happened to those who are what? Able to. But what about those who are not able to? Huh? What should they do? بقى الحكم. The حكم stayed. And this is the meaning of this. يعني, والحديث أيضا في البخاري. جمهور الصحابة. The majority of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, including Ibn Abbas, they said, "Inna hadhihi al-ayah mansukha." This verse is abrogated. The fact that you're able, you're a Muslim, who's sane, reached the age of puberty, sound, healthy, resident, it was abrogated that you have to fast. You have no choice. فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمْ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْ. But what Ibn Abbas said this, إِلَّا أَنْ يَكُونَ شَيْخًا كَبِيرًا أَوْ شَيْخَةً كَبِيرًا. They feed because they are unable to. Because the abrogation happened to what? To those who are able to. If you got it, I don't want to confuse you. But if you did not get it, I can explain it again. Did you get that? Did you get the abrogation? Yeah, that's the only thing that is really we have to say about the elderly people. Here is the very controversial issue, like I said. Once it comes to the nursing women, الهم المرضع والحبلة, and the pregnant women, what should they do? First of all, it's really important for us to understand this today. If you're really understanding this today, alhamdulillah. First of all, لا خلاف بين أهل العلم. There is no dispute amongst the scholars that a pregnant woman, a nursing woman, have a license to break their fast during Ramadan, provided two restrictions. Number one, they are unable. So by default, if she's able to fast, she does what? She fasts. Al-hukm, not like the traveler, not like the sick. Yani some of the scholars, once it came to the traveler and the sick, he said, just because you're a traveler, you could break your fast. Al-Zahiriya, mathran. Al-Zahiriya, qalu had. Al-Zahiriya, qalu al-marad. Just because you're a sick, just any sickness, you break your fast. لأن رب العالمين قال فمن كان منكم مريضا أي مريض, any sickness. But with the nursing women and the suckling, the pregnant women, the restriction, number one, they are afraid for themselves because fasting would maybe cause them to harm way, or they cannot. Pregnancy, ya ikhwa, is a very difficult job. It's not easy like we think. Rabbul Alameen, when he advised the children to be dutiful to their parent, to their mothers, he reminded them, حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنًا حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ كُرْهًا وَوَضَعَتْهُ كُرْهًا وَالْفِصَالُ وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ 30 شهرة. It's a very difficult thing. So some women, they cannot afford this. So they have a license to break their fast. The second restriction, that they fear for their infant who are being suckled, or their what? الجنين اللي هو الايه? البيبي. طب how do they know this? Let's say a woman who is breastfeeding. She decided to fast Ramadan and she started seeing the shortage of milk. Since she started fasting, the baby is not getting enough milk. خلاص. هذه تفطر. تفطر. This one breaks her fast. Because she seen with her eyes that fasting did what? Decrease the amount of milk coming out. Or she goes to the doctor and the doctor tells her, listen, because you're fasting, your milk is lacking or missing vitamin so and so, or nutrition so and so, and this is necessary for the growth of your child, so you cannot fast. Khalas. She goes ahead and she breaks her fast. Or a doctor tells her, listen, you're pregnant and fasting affects your pregnancy. So again, we need what? A Muslim doctor, but a practicing Muslim doctor who understands what fasting is all about. So there is no disagreement over this issue that they have a license to break their fast. Nobody disagreed over this one. Well, the dalil is very obvious. في سنن الإمام النسائي وسنن أبي داود في صحيح النسائي وصحيح أبي داود, that means الشيخ الألباني authenticated this hadith. أن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه, أنس, he said, one day the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم called upon me and he said to me, أدنو, come near me. أحدثك عن الصيام. I want to tell you something about fasting. إِنَّ اللَّهَ, then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَضَعَ عَنِ الْمُسَافِرِ شَطْرَ الصَّلَاةِ وَعَنِ الْمُسَافِرِ وَالْحَامِلِ وَالْمُرْضِعِ الصَّوْمِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has pardoned, excused the traveler from half of the salah. That means when they do what? They shorten. And also pardoned or excused the traveler, the nursing women, the pregnant women from fasting. هذا هو الدليل. This is the evidence. Now, they differed regarding what should they do. Should they make up the days? ما يسمونه الفقهاء بالقضاء. Should they feed? ما يسمونه بالفدية. Huh? بالفدية. Some actually said they must feed and make up the days. Some said that they must feed and make up the days, the two together. And some differentiated between the nursing and the pregnant. They said the pregnant makes up the days and the nursing feeds. And there is a view out there that they should not fast nor feed. هذا يعني off. هذا الرأي يعني off from the beginning. It's off. فهيا بنا, let's dig into these views ونرجح at the end inshallah. يعني we're going to bring you the five views, but at the end we're going to tell you what is the most backed up authentic view from these five views. Are you ready? The first view that they must make up the days and they feed for each day a miskin. So they what? Combined. وهذا قول الشافعي. Just to let you know that these views are not coming from somebody hadith, العهد. The أقوال إيه؟ الأئمة. That this issue is so confusing because a lot of these views are coming from the past to us. Inherited. قول الشافعي وأحمد ومالك. طب شوف أنت الثلاثة. الشافعي وأحمد ومالك. الشافعية والحنابلة والمالكية. مش أقوال أصحابهم, يعني we're not talking about their students. We're talking about the view of what? الإمام الشافعي. The view of الإمام أحمد. The view of الإمام مالك. But الشافعية والحنابلة, they throw in a distinction there. They said this, if she broke her fast fearing for herself, she only makes up the days and she does not have to feed. You got that? But if she broke her fast because of the fear for her baby, if she is pregnant, or her infant, if she is nursing, then she has to do what? Both. Feed for each day a miskin, and make up each day that she broke fast. View number two. They must only make up the days. القضاء فقط. عليهما القضاء فقط. Only they make up the days. Who said this? الإمام الأوزاعي رحمه الله. إمام أهل الشام. الإمام الأوزاعي. A lot of you do not know who the أوزاعي is. إمام أهل الشام. وسفيان الثوري رحمه الله. وأبو حنيفة وأصحابه. الإمام أبو حنيفة, he actually said this, making up the days only. وأبو ثور وأبو عبيد. What is their evidence? Listen carefully. You recall the hadith that I just quoted, hadith Anas, when the Prophet ﷺ said to him, come near. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has pardoned the traveler, the pregnant, the nursing women from fasting. So they said this. In this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam combined the traveler with the nursing and the pregnant. So that means what? They do like the traveler. What the traveler has to do? Make up the days. Chef, how they got it? How they concluded? Where did they get this view from that? He said, if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam combined the three together in that statement, that means they must do the identical thing, which is what? فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَىٰ سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. Here is the third view. Here's the third view. They only have to feed. They don't have to make up the days. And this is the view of Abdullah ibn Abbas, Abdullah ibn Umar, Ishaq ibn Rahaway, and also the view of Sheikh al-Albani, rahimahullah. And again, I'm not going to force you to do any of these views, but this is the view alladhi ufti bihi. If someone asks me, not because Al-Albani, a lot of people say, because Sheikh Al-Albani, look, he's Albani, he's Albani. La ya akhi. I left this till the end. I will show you the evidence at the end. I'm going to leave this alone, this view alone. But again, I want to remind you, I'm quoting you all the views. So you go ahead and you choose whatever you want to adopt. I'm not forcing you. But I see that this view is more supportive. But I have an addition that I did add it. So if it is wrong, it's me. So leave that view till the end. View number four, the pregnant women, they make up the days, and the nursing, suckling women, they make up the days and they feed. So both. And I think we already said that. It was kind of combined. The fifth and the last view or opinion, الذي لا أساس له من الصح, قول ابن حزم. ابن حزم هذا ظاهري, ظاهرية. But by the way, he got into some issues, يعني killed it. Yani we speak about al-Zahiriyya like this, like about Ibn Hazm, like this. Ya ikhwa, Ibn Hazm hada kan fil Andalus. His library was burned, got burned, had a lot of volumes. Library, books that he wrote them again. So I write stuff and I come back, man, I wrote this, I don't even remember I wrote it. And by the way, he was a very prestigious person from a very prestigious family, Ibn Hazm. Very prestigious. Yani he's from a very high ranking, he's a very high ranking family member in Al-Andalus. And you know what got him into al-fiqh, al-ilm, al-deen? He is a very prestigious person. Look at him. He entered into the masjid after Asr. So he prayed Tahiyat al-Masjid. Someone came and embarrassed him in front of everybody. And he told, what are you doing? Praying after Asr? So you know, imagine. So he got embarrassed and he sat down. he doesn't know, okay? He doesn't know anything. The following day he came into the masjid after Asr and he sat down. So someone came to, what are you doing? You're not greeting the masjid? Yelled at him. He stood up and he prayed two rakahs. He went home and he said, I gotta figure this out now. Both views, by the way, are okay. I mean, both views are okay. I mean, النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said لا صلاة بعد العصر. You cannot pray after عصر. But we know that if you have a reason to pray, you could pray. So, but him, he saw that confusion. He said, I gotta figure this out on my own. He went, and I tell you, they say within 9 months, he already was out preaching. وباع المالكية في يعني he removed المالكية للمذهب بتاع الظاهري هذا dominated because he had a very يعني convincing when he speaks he convinces you. Of course these issues is debatable issues, you could debate. This is the area where we differ. And يعني it's a problem that a lot of people in different masajid they actually go into fighting with one another because of these issues. لا يا إخوة. This is the last thing that you want to do. Because look at the scholars, how they differed. And each one of them would have an evidence, supporting evidence. So we have to be careful with this, inshallah. But the view of Ibn Hazm, I'm sorry, Ibn Hazm is not there because it's not supportive. طيب. ونقول, I say, أرجح هذه الأقوال. The most authentic of these views is the view if Ibn Abbas, Ibn Umar. Ibn Hazm, which is the fifth view, they don't do anything. They don't fast, they don't make up the days, they do not feed. شايف انت ما عرفش جابها منين دي. انا لا ادري من اين اتى بها بس I should have gone into the, يعني where he got it. I really did not have time to go and find out based on what did he say this. يعني I did not go there, but as soon as I saw it I just no, I'm not going to go there today, you know. But he said they do not have to do anything. But I looked and there is no ayah, there is no hadith analogy. Even so, he refuses analogy. He says, I don't use analogy. Ibn Hazm says, I do not use an analogy. But he uses analogy. طيب. We said the view of Ibn Umar, Ibn Abbas, Ishaq ibn Rahawai, and this is the view of Imam al-Albani. طبعا Ibn Uthaymeen وابن باز علماء They talked about making up days and ransom and but this is the most authentic view. Why? Here it is. أخرج البيهقي بسند صحيح. الإمام البيهقي بسند صحيح عن ابن عباس. He said this. ثبت للشيخ الكبير والعجوز الكبيرة والحبلى والمرضع إذا خافوا أطعموا عن كل يوم مسكينا. And he used the word رخصة. Those four meaning what? The elderly man, the elderly women, the nursing women, the pregnant women. He said this, رُخِّصَ. And when a companion uses the word رُخِّصَ, أُمِرْنَا, نُهِينَا, we were commanded, we were given a license, we were banned. Who banned them? Who commanded them? Who given them the license? ولذلك عند المحدثين وهذا رأي الإمام البخاري عند المحدثين when you see the word رخص أمرنا نهينا even so it's a saying a statement of a companion لكن لها حكم المرفوع the prophet said it على طول because who told them the prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم طيب طب listen to this. وعند الطبري الإمام الطبري رحمه الله وصححه الألباني وقال على شرط مسلم. He said this hadith meets the requirements of الإمام مسلم. We know that الإمام مسلم الإمام البخاري they had a requirement for the hadith to be in their book. Sometimes they did not get all the hadith. So the sheikh said that that this hadith meets the requirement of Imam Muslim, the criteria that Imam Muslim placed for compiling a hadith into his sahih. What did Ibn Abbas say? إِذَا خَافَتِ الْحَامِلُ عَلَى نَفْسِهَا وَالْمُرْضِعُ عَلَى وَلَدِهَا فِي رَمَضَانِ يُفْطِرَانِ وَيُطْعِمَانِ مَكَانَ كُلِّ يَوْمٍ مِسْكِينًا وَلَا يَقْضِيَانِ صَوْمًا. يعني هذه واضحة. If a nursing woman, a pregnant woman, fear because of fasting for themselves or for their infants, babies, they break their fast in Ramadan and they feed for each day a miskeen and they do not have to make up the days. بل أخرج العبد الرزاق في مصنفه الإمام عبد الرزاق الصنعاني اليمني, he compiled in his مصنف والدار قطني بسند صحيح عن ابن عباس, that Ibn Abbas actually had a daughter, Walida, who was pregnant. He said this to her, أنت بمنزلة الكبير الذي لا يطيق الصوم. You are like the elder man who cannot afford fasting. فأفطري, break your fast, وأطعمي, and feed عن كل يوم نصف صاع من حنطة, and basically feed for each day a مسكين. طيب ابن عمر في الإرواء يعني أصله في الدار قطني عن نافع, نافع مولى ابن عمر, he said كانت بنت لابن عمر تحت رجل من قريش. ابن عمر had a daughter who was married to a man from Quraysh. وكانت حاملة, and she was pregnant. فأصابها عطش, she became so thirsty في رمضان, in رمضان. فأمرها أن تفطر, he said to her, break fast and you feed for each day a مسكين. هذه أدلة يعني أهو. طيب, here is an addition from me, and it's really from me. If it is right, alhamdulillah. If it is wrong, from shaitan. But don't take it. I'm telling you, not take it. We must here differentiate between women who get pregnant, they deliver, they breastfeed, then they get pregnant, then they deliver, then they breastfeed, then they get pregnant, then they deliver, then they breastfeed. وهذا هي الايه, مش هذا السنة ولا لا؟ ها, this is the sunnah or no? Not because I'm not gonna get pregnant again, because I wanna stay thin and I want to you know, or some of these we used to have in Egypt, Hassanin ومحمدين, you know, we used to have these commercials about not having many children, you know, and that having many children is not good. And هذا يا إخوة لا يصح. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم tells you that have children, get pregnant, have children. فإني مباهٍ بكم الأمم يوم القيامة, in the day of resurrection, I will say this is my ummah. Look at the numbers of my ummah. In the day of resurrection. طيب, what about a sister? I mean, this view is perfect for who? True? Because when does she have a chance to make up the days? You see, if she gets pregnant, then she spends 2 years. والوالدات يرضعن أولادهن حولين كاملين, اللي هم 30 month. ها؟ وحمله وفصاله, let's say 30 months. بلاش 2 years and 9 months. 30 months, which is 3 less. What about that? So within those 2 years, she ends up with how many Ramadans? When she's going to have time to make up these Ramadans? If she's going to get pregnant again. This is ideal for her. But someone who's going to get pregnant one time and then she delivers, one boy is good. That's enough. Let's not have any more babies. You know, the economy is going bad. And we, This is my view. This one, she should make up that month or the month that she missed from Ramadan, simply. But again, this is my little addition. I have not read this anywhere, but this is the way that I see it, that this license that is in Hadith ibn Umar, Hadith ibn Abbas, and the view of Ishaq ibn Rahawai, is for sisters who are committed to the deen. They are after having children, Muslim children, and they get pregnant, and then they deliver, and then they get pregnant again. They do not become concerned about their figure and their health and the economy. And we leave it there, inshallah. طيب, can you take more? Huh? Seriously, can you take more? Okay, quickly, inshallah, we're going to talk about أحكام القضاء والفدية. Rulings, once it comes to making up the days and feeding for missed days. طيب. We have the first issue here, which is, what is the ruling regarding someone who broke his or her fast in Ramadan without a Sharia sanctioned excuse? He's not a traveler, he's not sick, or she is not pregnant, she is not suckling, or she does not have her mens, and somebody like this, okay, I'm going to eat today. What is the ruling regarding this person? Yes. يعني هذا رأي لأنهم إيه جابوا الموضوع الجماع معه بس let's say this. We have two types here. Listen to this carefully. We have two types. The first type, someone at night he intended to fast. He woke up in the morning, Fajr, and maybe he fasted an hour or two. And then, you know what, it's a hot day, let me eat today. Okay. They say this is a major sin. This person has committed a major sin. And he must repent for that major sin and ask Allah to forgive him. And he has to make up that day. Because he intended to fast. والنية أخذت حكم النذر. It became like a vow. It's like in the morning, he said, I'm fasting today. So this is what? نذر. نذرت صيام اليوم. Then you have to fulfill. You have to fast this day. You have to make it up. But you hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept it from you. There is a supporting evidence, even so the scholars talked about the authenticity of this hadith, but there is a supporting evidence في السنة لهذا الحديث الذي أخرجه أبو داود والترمذي وابن ماجه من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه اللي هو عن القي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من ذرعه القيء فلا قضاء عليه. If you vomit unwillingly, if you vomit without an intention, you do not have to make up the day and you could continue what? Fasting. وَمَنِ اسْتَقَاءَ فَلْيَقْضِي. Which what? Somebody who what? Who places his finger where? حط الإيه? In order to do what? To cause himself to vomit. If you cause yourself to vomit, by the way, your fasting is invalid and you have to make up this day. For here is somebody who was fasting, intended to fast, and he invalidated his fast intentionally. And the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him to do what? To do what? To make up the day. For he could make up the day. The second case here is someone who said, I'm not going to fast to begin with. This Ramadan, you know what? Leave it. ما عنده نية للصيام للرمضان. Or even one day at night before Fajr, you know what? I'm not fasting today. ما فيش إيه؟ نية. He intentionally, without an excuse, broke his fast that day. يعني we go back to Ibn Hazm. Ibn Hazm said, this person, if he makes up this day, his fasting is invalid. Because Ramadan is an act of worship that is tied to the time. Like the Salah. He actually said, like the Salah. If you intentionally do not pray Dhuhr until the time is out, if you pray Dhuhr, your Salah is invalid. Whether it is accepted or not, that's another issue. Whether it is going to be counted as nafila or not. But if you pray Dhuhr, your Salah is invalid. The same thing with Ramadan. Ramadan is what? Is a timely ibadah that has a beginning and it has what? End. If you miss on that, then your Salah, your fasting is invalid. But we say to this person, do like we say to those who do not pray for a period of time and they cannot make up the salah. What do? They pray what? A lot of voluntary. يكثرون من النوافل. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once it came to the salah in the day of resurrection, when you're missing a certain salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the angel, look at his voluntary salah. To complete what? His what? His mandatory. So we advise this person to fast as many days voluntarily as possible in order to try to make up for these days. There is a hadith, أخرجه ابن أبي شيبة في مصنفه بسند صحيح. It's authentic chain of narration. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه said this, من أفطر يوما من رمضان من غير عذر ولا رخصة لم يجزئه صيام الدهر كله. صيام الدهر كله. If somebody breaks fast one day of Ramadan without excuse, without Sharia sanctioned reason, even if he fasts the whole time, it's not sufficient for him. حتى هذا الحديث يا إخوة حديث أبي أمامة اللي هو حديث رؤية النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم رؤية النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم when he was taken by the جبريل and ميكائيل, he saw people hang from their what? Ankles. And their lips are torn and bleeding. He asked, who are those, my brother Jibreel? Jibreel said what to him? Those who break fast before time. That means the first time, not the second time. Huh? هؤلاء الذين يأكلون ويشربون قبل تحلة صيامهم. يعني somebody who fasts, and then it's hot, and he goes and eats. He does not what? Strive to complete the day. طيب. The third issue here. People who miss days of Ramadan because of excuses. The sick, the traveler, the menstruating women, the post-delivery bleeding women, or the others, they need to do what? Qada. They need to make up what? The days. The question is, should they make up the days right away, or can they take their time? هل القضاء على الفور أم على التراخي؟ يعني you say, okay, I owe 6 days, 7 days. I'm going to fast one day in Shawwal, one day in Jamada, one day in... Or should you do it right away? تراخي أم على الفور؟ Huh? Before the next Ramadan. يعني إن شاء الله أنت أتيت بها إن شاء الله. طيب يقولون يقول أهل العلم The people of knowledge, they say, قضاء رمضان, making up days missed in Ramadan, missed because of what? A sharia excuse. من أفطر يوما من رمضان, like the traveler, like the sick, like the rest of them, they should strive to make up these days as soon as possible. But it is permissible for them to take their time. And we have hadith Aisha radiallahu anha في البخاري ومسلم. عائشة رضي الله عنها في البخاري ومسلم. What did she say? She said, كان يكون علي الصوم من رمضان فما أستطيع أن أقضيه إلا في شعبان. I used to owe days from Ramadan. But here is what عائشة said. فما أستطيع. And I'm unable to make up these days, but when? في شعبان. شعبان اللي هو قبل إيه؟ رمضان. Like this month. So she would what? She would not be able to make up the days that she missed in Ramadan, but in the month of شعبان, which is right before what? رمضان. فابن حجر العسقلاني رحمه الله said, في هذا الحديث, in this hadith, دلالة, an evidence على جواز تأخير قضاء رمضان سواء كان التأخير بعذر أو بغير عذر. He said this. This hadith is a ground for taking your time to make up days missed in Ramadan, whether you have an excuse or not. By default, we should all strive to do what? To make up the days as soon as possible. لقول الله تعالى, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَسَارِعُوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم fasting or hasten or speed or rush. وقول الله تعالى في وصف المؤمنين والذين يسارعون في الخيرات, and those who race to do what? Righteous deeds. طيب, the second question that we have, should they make up these days in sequence, meaning what, one after another, or should they break it? Someone who had an excuse not to fast certain days of Ramadan, do they have to make 7 days one after another, or they can do one day and then take a break and then do another day and then take a break and do another day? They have the choice. لهم الخيرة. وهذا رأي الأئمة الأربعة, أبي حنيفة ومالك وأحمد والشافعي. They said لهم الخيرة. They have the choice to do so. وأنس في سنن البيهقي ومصنف ابن أبي شيبة, he said اقضي متتابعة وإن شئت متفرقة. Make up days one after another, or if you want you can do them together. وأبي هريرة رضي الله عنه also said something similar to this. وقول ابن عباس, ابن عباس actually كما أخرج البخاري معلقة ووصل عبد الرزاق والدارقطني والبيهقي فعدة من أيام أخر, then they should make days after Ramadan. He said this, لا بأس أن يفرق. When Allah spoke about the traveler and the sick, they can make up what? Days after Ramadan. Ibn Abbas commented on this and he said, لا بأس أن يفرق. There is no harm that they break up these days. في حديث يا إخوة, يعني من كان عليه صوم رمضان فليسرده ولا يقطعه. Whoever owes days of Ramadan, let him fast these days one after another. يعني هذا الحديث في سنن البيهقي, but the hadith is weak, and that is why we're bringing up this issue, because a lot of people, they quote this hadith sometimes. They tell you that no, you have to do 7 days, you have to do 7 days in sequence. No, this hadith is weak. طيب, another question: should a person who owes days from Ramadan fast voluntary fast before making up the days? Are you awake with me or no? And the issue has to do with what? I'll talk to Khalid. The issue has to do with what here? Hadith Abi Ayyub fi Sahih Muslim. Man saama Ramadan thumma atba'ahu bi sittin min Shawwal faka'annama saama ad-dahr. There is a hadith Abi Ayyub, that if you fast Ramadan and you follow it with 6 days from Shawwal, as if you have fasted the whole year. But anybody can do the math. How is that? How you end up fasting the whole year? 1 day is 10 days. Actually, there is a beautiful hadith hadith Tawban. Naam, here it is. Ibn Majah wa Ahmad wa Nasa'i. Nasa'i fi Sunan al-Kubra wa Ibn Majah. Hadith Tawban. Look at this. Man saama Ramadan, whoever fasts Ramadan, fashahrun bi'ashrati ashhur. Then this month equals what? 10 months. No, 10 months. Because the hasana equals what? 10 times. So remember, 10 days would make what? 10 days would make what? 3 days make 1 month. So 30 divide on 3 is what? 10 months. And then the 6 days from Shawwal is how many months? 2 months. So you end up fasting what? And this is actually, Rasulullah ﷺ broke it down for you. It's like, okay, it's hard for you to make the math, let me break it down for you. He said, man saama Ramadan, whoever fasts Ramadan, fashahrun bi'ashrati ashhur. Then this month equals what? 10 months. وَصِيَامُ سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ بَعْدَ الْفِطْرِ. And you fast 6 days after you break your fast, which we're not supposed to fast the day of Eid, Eid al-Fitr. It's we cannot fast this day. So after that day, if you fast 6 days, فَذَاكَ أَوْ فَذَالِكَ تَمَامُ السَّنَةِ. Then you ended up with 2 more months, then you completed the year. But now let's go back to the issue here. If you did not fast days in Ramadan because of an excuse that was granted to you by the Sharia, should you fast the 6 days and then make up the days? Or should you make up the days first and fast the 6 days? But I must remove a misconception that a lot of people have. We cannot combine two intentions. Because you hear some people saying, what about this? I will make up the days, but with my intention, I'm fasting the 6 days. لا يا حبيب. الفريضة والنافلة no. You could do this with نافلة. You could fast Monday, like today's Thursday, and at the same time, it's the 13th of what? Of Sha'ban. If you're used to fasting the 3 days, the 13th, the 14th, the 15th, you could combine the intention. It's Thursday and what? You could combine two nafilas together. But a fard, a mandatory, and a nafila? No. Now we hear you. Should you or should you not? Huh? You could. Any other person? هذا قول قاله أبو بكر الصديق رضي الله عن عمر. Beautiful, and I love this. Ya Umar, Ya Umar, he said this. لا يقبل الله نافلة قبل الفريضة. He said this. Allah will not accept a voluntary act before what? A mandatory act. But he did not say it in that context, so he did not say it in relation to the 6 days of Shawwal. الأمر حقيقة يا إخوة يعني فيه اجتهاد. يعني فضل.
عندما نام النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة الفجر وأتى يعني أمر بلال فأذن ثم صلى النافلة قبل الفجر ثم صلى الفجر صلى النافلة قبل الفريضة.
ما شاء الله يا بلال. I love that. يعني هو القياس هذه على هذه صعب جدا يعني. بس I love it. ما شاء الله. You know what he just said? He said, because نافلة الفجر تأتي قبل, يعني في نافلة قبل الفجر. من صلى ركعتين الفجر خير من الدنيا وما فيها. But I love your اجتهاد والله. ما شاء الله. طيب, let's do this. because of time, I really want to finish this before we... that's why we want to finish. Haji Ahmed has been doing like this to me. Okay, here it is. وهذا رأي ابن عثيمين في المسألة. هي يجوز. He said it is permissible. لأن وقت القضاء واسع. Because you have a whole month. You could fast the voluntary and then you go ahead and fast the mandatory fast. But I think we're having an issue here. And let's read this hadith again, hadith Abi Ayyub. من صام حديث أبي أيوب says من صام رمضان whoever fast رمضان. طب the person who missed days in رمضان, did he or she fast رمضان? I'm asking you. إزاي? How? Yes, what? He missed days. إزاي يعني إزاي? How? معذور إيه بس يعمل حاجة أنا بقول لك هو fast. Listen to me. يعني خلينا كده إيه. Okay. Somebody who missed days in Ramadan. He fasted Ramadan. إزاي يا مختار يعني tell me how. He still has days. He owes days. He did not complete the days. The second issue here. ثم أتبعه ستا من شوال. And then he followed it with 6 days from Shawwal. Did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say or said the first 6 days of Shawwal? Or any 6 days of Shawwal? فالأولى that I make up my fast first and then I choose 6 days. Because he did not say that right after Eid al-Fitr, you have to fast the 6 days. You could fast those 6 days as long as they are in what? In Shawwal, khalas. It's over. So الأولى that you what? You finish your fariḍa and then you make up the, you fast these 6 days out of Shawwal وتحصل على الفضل بإذن الله تعالى. طب خلينا بس, because we want to finish this quickly. You're going to debate. Go ahead. يا سيدي ما احنا قلنا هذا حكم وهذا حكم يا مختار. We're talking about something else here. We're talking about different issues. Is Aisha is making up the days. We don't have an evidence there that Aisha fasted the 6 days of Shawwal. We don't know. The hadith does not state that. If she fasted the 6 days of Shawwal before the making up the days in Sha'ban. Do you have a hadith that tells us this? يا رجل ما ينفع هذا الكلام, لابد من حديث. ما ينفعش. كانت تحب الصيام وكان يحب. Listen to me. Do you have a hadith? Do you have an evidence that she fasted Shawwal? If you have it, then your point is legitimate. If you don't have it, then peace. Okay. حكم من أخر القضاء. I'm sorry, we have to finish this quickly. The ruling regarding somebody who delayed making up the days until Ramadan is here. You owe 10 days from Ramadan and you said, okay, I'm going to do it Sha'ban, and then the next Ramadan is here. What this person has to do? First of all, he must fast this Ramadan to begin with. Yasumu Ramadan. And then he has to make up the days that he missed afterwards. And he must feel sinful about it. But there is no evidence. Even so, there are views that says that this person must feed. But there is no evidence. وهذا رأي أبي حنيفة رحمه الله وأحمد. أبو حنيفة وأحمد, they say, he just makes up these days and he should repent and he should not go back to this again. But we have other school of thoughts, scholars, who said that they should also feed for the days that they missed. Some of them actually, some of the other school of thoughts, they said that if he missed, they distinguish between not fasting because of what? A reason. Like somebody got sick after Ramadan and he stayed sick until the next Ramadan. مش عنده عذر هذا ولا إيه؟ He has an excuse. They said he makes up the days only. But someone who did not have an excuse, then he has to make up the days and feed for each day. الأذانة. طب نؤذن إن شاء الله وننتهي. I'm almost done. The problem with this is it has to be done together. أذن إن شاء الله. أذن إن شاء الله. Inshallah, in four minutes, inshallah, I want to talk about al-fidyah. Al-hamil, the pregnant, the nursing women, the elderly man and woman, and a person who is sick in permanent phases, they have to feed. For each day they broke their fast, a miskeen. And there is a misconception amongst a lot of Muslims. They make a meal and then they invite their friends and their families and then they count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Huh? This is wrong, ya ikhwa. Or sometimes they actually give the money to the masjid to feed the fasting people. This is also wrong. You have to feed a miskeen. Yes, you get a reward for feeding a fasting person. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam he mentioned that whoever offers a meal for a fasting person, he gets the reward, the same reward like the fasting person. But you're trying to pay a fidya here. You must feed masakeen. You cannot go and invite your friends to your house to break fast and then count how many did you invite. And then this is the number of days. Absolutely not. You cannot give a check to the masjid without letting them know that this is for the fidyah, not for the fasting people. Because we have something here called that you could pay so much to break the fast of the to offer iftar for the people. We have to be very careful with this to begin with. طيب. You owe the day when the day is over. You cannot come at the beginning of Ramadan and you say, I'm not going to fast those 29 or 30 days, so you go ahead and feed the miskeen. No, you have to wait until the day is what? Is over, or the month is over, and you could do this. You could feed one person 29 or 30 days based on the length of the month. Or you could invite, like Anas ibn Malik did do, kama and Ad-Dharqutni, Anas ibn Malik invited 30 people, because the month was 30 days, to his house, and he prepared for them jufna min sarid, you know, a whole pool of soaked meat and bread, and he fed them until they became what? Full. Hatta shabi'u. We do not have a clear text regarding how much or the quantity or the quality of the meal, but we use كما في الكفارة اليمين من أوسط ما تطعمون أهليكم, average meal, and it goes according to the land where you have the people, inshallah. طيب, if someone who is unable to fast and he does not have money to feed the masakeen, what does he have to do? He's unable to fast, like an elderly man. And at the same time, he's what? No, he's poor. He's himself is miskeen. He's poor. He does not have money to feed the masakeen. What does he have to do? This amount of money stays as a debt. دَيْنٌ عَلَيْهِ, a debt. If he is given money in the future, then he has to pay what? The debt. If he dies before receiving any relief, خلاص, سقط عنه الدين. He does not have to pay. طيب, a nursing woman, a pregnant woman, does she have to pay the fidya herself, or someone else can do it for her? يقول يطعم عنها وليها. If the man is in charge for the house, then it's on the man. If he's responsible, which is something that should be anyways, which should not be subject to questions. Inshallah, we almost halfway through Fiqh al-Sawm. We're still going to talk about people who died and they owed fasting. Can their offspring fast for them? We're going to talk about the pillars of fasting. We're going to talk about the manners and etiquettes of fasting. And we're going to talk about the things that invalidate your fasting. And we're going to talk about deciding the beginning of the month, moon siding or calculation. And we're going to talk about this. And then inshallah, we want to talk about Salatul Taraweeh and the manners and the etiquettes of Salatul Taraweeh, inshallah. And if we have time, we're going to talk about Laylatul Qadr and Li'tikaf. Jazakum Allahu khayra. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.